I would be alive without it.
I was thinking, I had the perfect day today. I didn't make any money. I didn't get laid. I didn't shoot a deer. I guess God had other plans, but I spent a ton of time with other alcoholics today. I ended up in a morning meeting, meeting one of the guys I work with, and got some stuff resolved on his fourth step. Donnie asked me to speak tonight. I left there and I did some running around and stalked some job and some bullshit, and then I went and replaced the wedding ring that I lost in the woods, and I was honest about it. And I went to bring my hangers a heater, and I got a phone call from a kid who needed to go to detox. And it certainly wasn't what I had planned today. And this is a kid I got sober with. He had 6 or 7 years at one point, and he's been kind of bouncing around, and he was a fucking mess. He reminded me of me. And so before I did that, I met with one of my other sponsees who's been a huge power of example to me. You know, he blasted through this work. I watched him change before my eyes. I was in his wedding. You know, he's a true friend. I got to meet one of his friends. So I allowed today to happen the way it was supposed to happen. And I got home and I made a BLT and I came here. And it was a perfect day. I will not drink tonight. You know, I got to witness a kid who was exactly like me. You know, crying, complete mess, blaming it on everything but the booze. And I was able to just say, I understand, you know. And when I left the rehab, he goes, is there anything I can do for you? I said, yeah. He goes, what? I go, be willing to do whatever they tell you to do. If they tell you to go for 90 days, man, go. And he said, yeah, and I went home. And it was just one of those days where I felt fantastic. I don't know. It certainly wasn't what I was thinking was going to happen. So after I finished my fifth step, I believe that, you know, I started having a psychic change. You know, that's where I used to think one way, and now I think another. And it's something I think I tried to do my whole life on my own, and I couldn't do. You know, it took this book, A Man with Experience, and me starting to buy into a power greater than myself that allowed that to happen. I think that word allow is like huge in my vocabulary. I need to allow shit to happen, but I also have to do a bunch of work for it to happen. So, as I was driving up here, I was thinking about like some of the spiritual experiences I probably had in my whole life, but I certainly didn't recognize them. But I was thinking about some of the like defining moments, like I wasn't buying this God stuff, you know, yet I wanted to get well. So, you know, I come to these meetings, I'd listen to you guys and I'd be like, okay, when's this going to happen for me? So I remember John and Dennis and I took them fishing one morning. We left, it was still dark, and we were steaming through Pleasant Bay, and John goes, stop the boat. I'm like, okay. So I stopped the boat, and the sun was just coming up over the horizon. These two men put their arms around me, and they said the third step prayer. And I was like, whoa. I felt something at that moment that was different. I felt like I was going to be okay. And I felt like these guys really believed in this shit. It wasn't all this big facade that I kind of thought it was. And, you know, as I started to go through this work, I had experiences that I couldn't explain. Like, I still wanted to fucking drink, you know? I still wanted to bang your wife. I wanted to do all this crazy shit, you know? And as I was writing my fourth step, I realized 2 months into it that I had stopped thinking about drinking, and that fucking blew me away. So I kind of had to be spoon-fed this stuff, and, you know, I think by moving forward, and I think by starting to sponsor men, that just changed the whole game, you know? For me to see myself and other people, you know, I can look at my sobriety and think, yeah, okay. I'm doing all right here, but when I see someone who went from here to here, it makes me start to look at my life, how I've gone from here to here. And I know for a fact that I didn't really have a heck of a lot to do with it, you know. I was carried by a bunch of men that had experience. And they allowed me to find a power greater than myself, and they didn't ram it down my throat. So when I started sponsoring guys, you know, I think I just finished my fifth step, and Dennis told me, start raising your hand at meetings. And at that point, my message started to become different. It was about the solution. And it started to actually attract men into my life. And they all seemed to be kind of like me. They were fishermen. They were, you know. But I remember the first week I was at this morning meeting, I had five fucking guys ask me to sponsor them. I remember calling Dennis, and I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, don't worry, man. They're going to weed themselves out real quick. And, I'd ask him, I'm like, Dennis, why the fuck is this guy asking me to sponsor him? He goes, I said the same thing about you. So what happened during all this stuff was, I think it was the most important thing that happened in my sobriety, is I started to make a we with other human beings. And I started to actually love other men and not want anything from them, you know. I was thinking about that on the way up. There's guys in this room that I love. I'd take a fucking bullet for. You know, I'd do anything for. I'd go to any length to do whatever they needed, you know, except maybe drink with them. But I never felt that way in my life, you know. And I had a lot of lessons to learn, man. I tell you, I was that guy. I was sticking that big book up your ass, and I was kicking it home in the beginning, and it wasn't getting me very far. You know, and I had to learn my lessons. I had to learn that I couldn't put more into your sobriety than you were putting into it. And I think probably the most important thing I had to learn was get some popcorn and watch the fucking show. Mm-hmm. That was huge for me, you know. If they don't want to do the work, sit back and watch. You know, it was all these things were, by coming to this meeting and listening, getting close to my sponsor, my grand sponsor. I mean, I think of us, I don't know how you feel about it. This is how I think. I feel like I'm a part of a team for how to live life. I feel like I got all these teammates that want what I want. They don't want anything for me, you know, and they don't want to bat fourth, or they don't want to lead off. They just want to be a part of. And that, to me, is, you know, Donnie says it all the time to me. He goes, it keeps getting better. I was talking to Johnny about it. It keeps getting fucking better, man, you know. Shit happens, and I handle it better. I don't have any old friends left. They're all dead, swear to God. You know, I've had some of them had short stints of sobriety. But I got a whole new host of men that are seeking a solution that, you know, I'm just grateful to be part of. I'd like to hear what you guys get to say on this step. Thanks.